Vayter and Shasher and Daf Mem, the final Daf of Maseches Beitza, picking up on Lamed Tesem Abayz by the bottom of the pay by the Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Mishay Paris of Ear Cheres. Let's say a person had his Paris, his fruits were in another ear. He had his stuff, his goods were in another city. But we're talking about a circumstance, not but, and we're dealing with a circumstance that you don't have an ear that you can get to them. Someone from that city, they actually did make an erev in order to go and bring back your stuff for you. Lo yaviu lo, they're not allowed able to bring it back for you. Sorry, nothing doing. It says Rashi meperasav. You know why? Hol vahulo erev l'sham dakol keregle habehema. So therefore, everything takes on the status of Behema, correct that Bailam. It's taking on the status of the Bailam, and the Bailam can't get to it, so they can't come to him. Vim Erev, who? But if he made an Erev, he made an Erev Tchumen to be able to go to such a place, where she says, Lalechis Lasham, to go over there, then Perisav Kamo, his fruit is just like him, and therefore it's wanted to bring it to him. Beep, turn the page. Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Misha Zimin Etzalachim. Let's say a person has a bunch of guests that come to visit him. Rashi says, Meir Acheres, from another city, and they came, Aide Erev. They made it to you through Erev. Lo Yelichu Biyadam Manos. You're not allowed to go give them doggy bags to go home with them. I have to have the suda to go out of Tzidil Lederich. You can't do that. Why? Because it was yours when Yantav started and not for them. And therefore, it takes on your tchum and therefore they can't take it out. Ela imkein zika lahem munoseyem erev Yantav. Unless you're mezaka, their manos, you gave it over to them through somebody else. Rashi says, Aide acher. And that is, shemasim balabai zeh la'odam acher b'meshicha. He gives over and he says, Zake b'manos halalu l'ploni l'ploni. You give it to them. D'zachin l'la'adam shalom b'fanim. You could do something for somebody even not in front of him. You could b'zake him, do something meritorious. V'hayu shalahem yibe'od yom le'lech yoreglem. And then it becomes like it's theirs and you're good to go. Zak the heilige gemara. Yitmar, mafki peros yitzachaveiro. Let's say a person goes ahead and they leave peros by their friend. And they're leaving it there, you know, that it should be taken care of. It should be watched over. And you leave it by them. Rav Amar, Rav says, we see a machlokas here between Rav and Shmuel. And number one is Rav Amar, Kiragli Misha Efkidu Lo. What ends up happening is that if you go and you give it to them, and you give it to them to watch for you, then he says, Kiragli Misha Efkidu Lo. What happens is it takes on the status of the person that you left it by. So I go ahead and I say, hey, you. Can you, I go to Bob. I say, hey, Bob, do you mind if I leave this by you here? And I give it to him. And then what is up happening? It takes on the tchum of him, of Bob. Shmuel Amar, Karagle Mafkid. No, it retains the status of the Mafkid. That would be me, the one who left it over. Lema Rav Shmuel, Dazel Tamayo. Let's say Rav and Shmuel, they go according to their own logic that we see in another area, in Bava Metzia, Bava Kama, pardon me. The Tanaim, we're looking at the Mishnah. Im Hichnes Birushos. If we talk about a case where someone goes ahead, and the Mishnah over there is discussing a few different cases, obviously. Hasn't been any Mishnah, but this is talking about when a person goes ahead and they want to leave over some of their things that someone else was shush. So I go ahead and I go to Yankel and I say, hey Yankel, I go ahead and I say and I leave some of my stuff im hichnas bir shush with his rishus. I ask permission for you. He says, no problem. What's the din? Bala chotzer chayiv. The Baal Chatzar Tanakama says that if anything happens to my property, so let's say I leave an animal. If something happens to my animal, Baal Chatzar Chayiv, he is Chayiv. So, Rabbi Yomar, Rabbi says, Liolam Eino Chayiv Achi Kabbalah Balabayas Lishmor. He says, no. All he did was give you a shush to put it over there, but not that he says he's going to be guarding it. So therefore, he says, no, liolam einu chayav, until he actually takes it upon himself. Oh, very nice. So we see over here the Tanakama and Rebbe. Now it's like the Gemara. Va'amarav huna amarav. Halacha kedivrei chachamim. Rav Huna, the name of Rav, says that the halacha goes like the Tanakama. That what? That you go out and you drop it off by him, rishus, and he takes on the status like it belongs to the... to Yankel, and he's guarding it for you. And therefore, something happens, Yankel's responsible. Similar, that we see that's Rav, and we saw the other Rav said that if you leave your stuff by somebody, that it takes on the chum of the person you left it by. That's what it sounds like, right? So he says, halacha k'divichachamim. Ushmul amar, and that gemara, halacha k'rebi. No, the halacha is like Rebbe, and until he specifically spells out that he's going to take responsibility, he doesn't. And therefore, similarly, just like Shmuel said by us, if you go out and you leave it by somebody, it still takes on your status until they say something out explicitly. So now he spells it out. Let's say Rav is like the Rabbanon. Shmuel says like Rebbe.
Right, very nice. His Gemara loved Davka. Amalach Rav, Rav can say back, Anah da'amir afil Rebbe. I might even be working within the world of Rebbe. Meaning, even the Rebbe from Bava Kama would agree in this case over here that it would actually be we would go according to the legs of this Bob guy, the person you left it by, right? Damir afilu Rebbe. Why? Because Adkan lo kamir Rebbe hasam ela de bestama lo kamir le nitrosa. Over there, in the case of Avakama, when the guy goes in and I say, "Hey, uncle, can I put in your thing?" Lav Davki took any ownership over it that he's going to guard it. He just says, "No problem. You can go ahead. You can leave it over here." Aval hacha kibel le nitrosa. But in this case, I'm being mafked by him. Itaka is going out to take responsibility over it. As Rashi says at the end of Amar L'Charav, he says that Aval Mafket Peros Da'acha La B'Stama Skinner. I'm thinking with Stam case Ela B'Dekabil B'Linitiusa. He's accepted upon himself to guard over it. Therefore, maybe I'm also working with the world of Rebbe. Shmuel Amar Shmuel could say Ana Damei Afilu Rabban, and I could also be working in the world of the Tanakama. Because Ad Kan Lo Kamri Rabban and Hasam the Rabban over there in Bava Kama, meaning it was a Tanakama. Ela Denecha Leila Inish Denekum Tori B'Rishusei Debal Chatzer. When I go to Yanko, I say, can I leave my shore? Can I leave my ox in your field? So I'm doing it in a way, and I'm asking you resources because I don't want to be held responsible if something happens. Because if it ends up going in and being mazik something, that I shouldn't be chayev anything. And therefore, I say that, no, it's I'm off the hook if something happens, and it's up to the owner to deal with it. Aval hacha, but in this case, me nichale linish talekum pere birishus and nechavre, is this going to help the guy out by going leaving it in his rishus in a way that he's not going to be able to go and do something with it? Of course not. In which case, in that case, he would say that no, it doesn't belong to the guy who you're leaving it by, but rather it actually belongs to the person who is leaving it, the one is mafkid. So therefore, even the chachamim, the rabbanon, are going to be maskim that it still goes according to the mafkid, the legs of the mafkid. All right, now we're going to frak the kash and Rav from our Mishnah itself. Now, don't forget, what did Rav say? Rav says that if your mafkid peris by your chavir, Rav says, Kiragle mishev kido retains the status of the one who left it there. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, v'im eruv hu perusav kamo. And if he actually ended up making eruv, then his peris are like him. Again, like we just said, you're in one city and your food is in another city. And now you go out and you're Erev then if you're made an Erev, the Paris comes like you. Now, V'yamad Karagli Mishev Kido Etzlo, if you want to say that it goes according to the one that you actually left it by them, so Kir Erev, who am I having? Even when you made an Erev, how does that help anything? According to Rav, it still should belong to the in the Erev of the one that you left it by. But our Mishnah doesn't say that. It says, Taka, it does go according to you. Kasha and Rav. I'm Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, no, I'm Ibe Rav. You say back, Kigon she yichid lo keren zavis. We're dealing with a case where the person that you left it by, it's like as if he left you a corner that belongs to you. Rashi says, the Oshle Besa, Hilkach Berushus HaMafkedin. He gave it over, he lent you this area, and therefore it's still an Rishus of the one who's leaving it there. Aval Hacha, but in this case, where he left it over to be a shomer over it, to watch over it, therefore it becomes like Raglov, it becomes like the one that you left it by. Another attempt to knock off Rav, Toshima, we learn from our Mishnah itself, Misha Zimin Etzol Orchim, like we said, and we started today with, if you go ahead and the person has guests that are by him, then Lo Yuchlo B'Yadon Manos, Lo Yolicho B'Yadon Manos, don't take back with you this stuff, Elohim Kain Zikalem and Oseim Erev Yontif, unless you are Mezakeh to them before Yontif. V'iyah, Martin, if you have of the opinion, you say, Karagli Mishif Kido Etzlo, that it takes on the legs of the one that you left it by. So, Kizikalem Ayde Acher, my Hava, even if I'm a Zaka to somebody else, how does that help anything? The bottom line is, it's still by me. And since it's by me, I'm a Zaka to somebody else, but I still have it right over here. So then, it's as if someone goes out and they left it by me. So then, it should be that it takes on my legs, but yet the Mishnah comes and says, not like that, that it takes on the people that are coming to visit, the guests. Oh, I'm guessing on Rav. And so the Gemara, no. Hachinami, kevin zikalem ayde acher, since they're mizaka to somebody else, Kamisha, Yichid lo Karen Zavas Tami. Similar case, like they would set up a place, a room for them that it belongs to them themselves. Yibayisema, another answer is Zika Shiny. In the case of Zika, when they're being mizaka to someone else, so the whole thing is different. As Rashi explains, Zika Shiny Shire Kol Atzmo Loas Elotzio Mishvisoso Lamido Mishviso Shalem Rushusan. The whole reason why he did in the first place is in order that it should be for them to be able to take home. So therefore that case is different. But Rav is not knocked out. He's good to go. Rav Chana bar Chaniloi Tola Bisra Ba'avra Didasha. Rashi explains the case that we're dealing with over here is this Rav Chana bar Chaniloi. He was visiting another town, and this town was outside of the Tchum. But he had he set up an heir before, and what he did is he took the meat that he had, that the butchers had given to him over there, and they gave him before Yontif, and what he did is he took it, and he totally hanged the meat, ba'avra d'dasha, he hanged it by the door, by the top of the door, part of the door itself. Rashi says that, nothing. We said what he says. Okay, so when he hanged it on the door. Also came to Rav Huna, and then he came in front of Rav Huna. He wanted to know, is he allowed to take it home with him? Can he take this meat back? Amale, he said to him, E atolis zil shakil. If you're the one who hanged it up on the door, so then yeah, you can take it and go home. V'inu talulach lotishko. But if they went ahead and they hanged it for you, so then you're not allowed to go ahead and take it back. The Gemara, as Rashi points out, is going to explain what is going on over here. Okay, so let's see. V'i'i utala mishakil. Now, first the Gemara comes and he asks the following question. If he went ahead and he hanged it up, is he allowed to go ahead and take it? Oh, Rav Huna, Talmud de Rav Hava. Rav Huna is a Talmud of Rav. V'amar Rav, and Rav is the one who says, Kiragle mishav kidu etzlo. It takes on the status of the one that you're mafkid it by them. And he went and he hanged it up by them on their in their house. So then it should be that it really takes on their status. No, shiny avra didasha, the kamisha yichilo karen zavis dami. The door, the to hang it by the door, that itself on the door where he is, that's like the case that they set aside for you. Like they gave you that this is your thing and therefore it belongs to you. Amalei Rav Hillel Rav Ashi. Rav Hillel speaks up and says to Rav Ashi, V'inu talule lo shakil, and if they went ahead and they hanged it up for you, you're not allowed to take it? What's going on? Varma Shmuel. Shmuel says, Shor shel patam areu karagli kol adam. This we learned a couple daf ago, and that is that the shor, the ox of the patam, was the guy who fattened up the animals. Hareu karagli kol adam. He goes ahead and he can give it to someone who used to sell all these types of animals. He would go ahead and whoever bought it from him, you took on the status of your legs, even though it was on Yontif itself. So what's shot over here when they go ahead and they're giving the meat, clearly, even if they're hanging it up for you, it should also be the same din. It should go according to Rav Chana bar Chaniloi's tchum, not according to their tchum. That's question number one. Armele Ravina Ravashi. Now Ravina comes along and he asks Akasha. First, he says Rav Hillel says Ravashi. Now Ravina comes and says, V'i in hu talule lo shakil. And if he goes and he hangs it up, if they hang it up, you can't take it. If I'm a rabbi of Chana, I'm a rabbi of Yochanan. Halacha Rav Dosa. The halacha goes according to Rav Dosa. Now, we learned this also a couple of days ago. And this is talking about if you have only one shepherd. Remember, we said our Mishnah is not like Rav Dosa. And then we said, no, because the Mishnah is a different case, if you recall. And it says, what did Rav Dosa say? In the case of even if you give it to the shepherd on Yontif, it still goes according to the Tchum of the shepherd because there's only one shepherd over there, and therefore it takes on the status of him. So here also, they're giving it to him. It should be that it belongs to him, and he should be able to take it according to his Tchum, not according to theirs. Amar Le Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, Rav Ashi comes along, and he says to Rav Kahana the following, V'i inu talu le lo shakil. Now, is Rav Ashi himself coming and asking? Right, first they asked the Kashas two, right? It was Ravina asked Rav Ashi, and Rav Hill asked Rav Ashi. Now it's Rav Ashi himself speaking up. Probably Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, and if he doesn't do it, it doesn't go to him. Votanan, we learned in the Mishnah also earlier, Habehima v'akilim karagle abailim. The behema and the kalim go like the feet of the owners. This is like the most straight up one. Rashi says, "V'kevid de litzarko talu." Therefore, since they did it for his tzarich, then therefore it should be like it's his, and he's the bialim, and therefore it belongs to him, and it goes to him. So what's going on? Ella shiny Rav Chana Baruch Ani Loi. He himself is a different type of person. Why? The Gava Rabahu, the Torah Rishmaitza. He was a Chasva person, and he's very tired in his learning. He's very hanging out in his mind. His head was stuck in his learning. And Rashi says, this has nothing to do with a Tchum issue. This is a totally different issue. This is a Kashrus issue. I'm going to read Rashi to you. Rashi comes along and says, El Shani Rav Chana Bar Chani Loi, and that is the following. V'tayma lav mishub Tchumen. The issue is not a Tchum issue. Ela Ravhuna de Orile Hachi Talmide de Rav Hava. He was a Talmud of Rav. V'Rav Amar, and Rav says, B'shchita Schulen, M'secha Schulen, he says that Basar, if you have basar, if you have meat that is hidden from your eye, aser becomes aser to you. Va'afilu taloi biyased bebeis Yisrael, even if it's hanging on a peg in a Jew's house. Rav Chana agav tirda d'shmaitse, according to the fact that he went ahead and he's so busy. Therefore, he's so busy in his steiging, mishkach shar sakaf, he forgets the rest of the things that he's dealing with over here. So the issue over here is actually an issue of basar shenesalim and ayin, and that is meat that leaves your eye. And we see that this is very machmir, that even in the house ends up leaving your eye, it's a problem. V'hachi kama, and this is what Ravuna was saying. Ia told us, if you're the one who actually hanged it up, so then, islach simna begave v'lo mitzchadaitach b'nei, you have a simon on it, you know what the meat looks like, and therefore you move your mind from it. Zil shakaf, take it home, you're good. But if they did it for you, then masach the daitach velotisko. You masach your das from it, and therefore you can't take it because maybe there was a raven that came and they took your meat and they switched with another meat, and you're not going to recognize that, and therefore you're not allowed to take it. Zok the Gemara Vayter. The last Mishnah, the final Mishnah in Maseches Beitzah, my friends. Here we go. You're not allowed to go out and you're not allowed to mashkin, give water to, and you're not allowed to go and shecht midbarios. Midbarios are animals that are not considered baisosos. Midbarios are the animals that go like in the midbar. They hang out far away. We'll get into exactly what that is. When you're dealing with those that are baisos, which are like a bias, right? Like midbar, like out in the midbar, biases in the house, then those you're allowed to. If a mashkin v'shokten es a baisos, you're allowed to go and do those. Rashi comes along and it says that mishum muksa. The reason why you're not midbar is because it's muksa. The Gemara is going to explain why does it speak about the mashkin. Now, what's the issue of muksa over here? Because they go out and they go far, they leave for a while, they're out of your mind, you don't think about them, therefore they're going to be considered like they're muksa, but baisos they're not muksa because they're right there and you're going to use them, you're going to shach them and eat them. Eluim baisos, these are baisos, halonos be'ir, those that sleep in the city. They stay in the city. Midbarios halonos be'afar, they're the ones that sleep out in the fields, out far away. Lamali, Zak the Gemara, Lamali Lamaimar Mashkin Meshokhtan. Why do you have to mention both Mashkin Meshokhtan, that you water and Shecht? What's going on over there when we talk about that? Mils Agav Orchikamashmal. No, it's coming to tell you an Agav point over here. What's Agav point? The Lashku Inish Behemto Vehode Lishchot. First, you should give them to drink, and then you can go and you can check, then you should check them. Why? Mishim Sirchot the Mashka. Because if you don't, then it ends up getting stuck. The hide of the animal gets very stuck. Rashi says, Shitehe Nochalav Shita, in order to skin it properly, Shu Nidbak Yosemi Dababasar, and so it's not stuck to the animal itself. Therefore, you let it drink first, and therefore it loosens it. Tana Rabbana Nazok the Heilige Gemur. What are the midbarios? What are the midbarios? The ones that are considered out, you know, in the wilderness ones are called yotzos bePesach veRoz baAfar. Those are the ones that they go out by Pesach. What does that mean by Pesach? It means by the timing of like when Pesach is, and veRoz baAfar, they go out and they eat out in the fields far away. VeNichnasos beRevia Rishona, and they come back during the first time when it starts to rain. Rashi says, "V'nechnasos liyishuv b'revias," and that's talking about when b'mar chesvan. V'elein baisos, and these are baisos. Kol sheyotzos v'ros chutz l'tchum. They go out of the tchum in order to go eat and chill. Ubos v'lanos b'zoch l'tchum, but they come within the tchum afterwards in order to go out and sleep. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, "Elu ve'elu baisos." Hein. He says, "No, those are both considered baisos." Ella Elohim Midbarios. What are Midbarios? Kol sheyotzos v'ros ba'afar. They don't come back. They go out and they chill for long periods of time. Okay. Now the Gemara comes along and asks, interesting, so you're telling me that Rebbe just spoke up and he threw his cards on the table and he says, Eilu v'eilu b'aisus hein, and then he goes on to explain what are midbarios, what are b'aisus, but still nonetheless must be that he holds that they're muksa, these midbarios. Now, frankly, Gemara, mi yesli, the Rebbe muksa, does Rebbe hold of muksa in the first place? V'ha ba'i minei Rav Shimon bar Rebbe, me Rebbe, Rav Shimon bar Rebbe, ask of Rebbe, patsile tamara l'Rebbe Shimon ma'u, what is halacha when it comes to Patsile Tamara in reference to Rav Shimon? What are Patsile Tamara? Patsile Tamara are dates, Rashi says, that they'll never actually ripen while they're still in the tree at all. But you need to take them down, and then they put them in some sort of basket that's made out of Kapos Tamara, made out of like the leaves of the palm trees, and then they leave them over there, and they end up ripening over there. What is the din to eat them on Yontif? Patsile Tamara, the Rabbi Shimon Mao. In other words, is it considered like Muksa is an excellent Muksa, but Rav Shimon doesn't hold a muksa. So is that considered like muksa or not? Amalei says back to him, ain't muksa Rav Shimon? No, according to Rav Shimon, there's no muksa over here. In which case, it's totally fine. You're good to go. You can eat them on Yontif. Beep, turn the page. Mem Amid Beis. Ella Grogros Vitsimokim Milvad. The only thing that he says are muksa are Grogros, which are this is talking about figs, dried figs, and raisins alone. Why? At what stage? As Rashi says, Shein mitchila ru'in lechila. These are things you could have eaten. You could have eaten the grapes. You could have eaten the figs, right? But you decided to go ahead, the ru'in lechila, who dacha, and he was docha them biyadayim, and he put them aside on purpose to bring them up in order to dry them. V'shuvein ru'in ad she yavshu, and then they're not ro'i to eat anymore until they dry out. Aval elu lo dacha sam biyadayim. But these ones, these type of dates that don't ripen by themselves so well, he was not doching them. There's some people that eat it like that. Rashi says, Kasalka Daite, I'm reading Rashi, me the parish lay milsid Rav Shimon, the fact that he's explaining Rav Shimon, Almak Rav Shimon's fairly, it must be like, maybe holds like Rav Shimon. So if he holds like Rav Shimon, that means he holds like there's no muksa. Then why was he explaining over there that what baisos are, what mibarios are, it sounds like saying mibarios are muksa. And so the Gemara, three different answers. Number one, Ibai Seimo, we could say Hani Nami Kigros Tsimoke Dami. These are just like the case of Grogos and Tsimoke, that just like Rav Shimon also would go and say these are muksa. So he says they're muksa as well, because like you're pushing them away, be a dime, they're far away, they're out of your mind. Ibai Seimo, another answer is that what? That Ledivarv to Rabbi Shimon Kabar. He's only speaking in the words of, in the world of Rabbi Shimon. Rashi says, Ain muksa Rabbi Shimon Karmale, Avalididi, Yesh muksa, Itaka do all of muksa. So the Devarav Rabbi Shimon Ka'amar, but he doesn't actually hold of him. Okay, and therefore he says that those animals are going to be muksa as opposed to Rabbi Shimon. So number three, you could say that really he does hold like Rabbi Shimon. He doesn't hold the muksa. And Lidivraim Drabbanan Karmelahu. He was speaking in the world of the Rabbanan. Rashi says, Viboy Sema Masisan Lidivraim Drabbanan De Islu Muksa Karmelahu. Those that hold like it, he was just explaining that, but he doesn't hold of it. And he says the following, Lidi di a Muksa. There's no Muksa when it comes to me. I don't hold of it. Elidhu, but according to you guys who do hold of Muksa, Oduli Mias, you should at least be maskim, Heichad de Yotzos Viros, but Pesach, Venichnosos Biru, Virishona, when they go out by Pesach and they come back by Chesven, like right after Sukkot, the Bais are saying those are considered like Baisos, and they're not going to be Muksa. Vamilei Rabbanan, Rabbanan said, lo, Midbaros saying those are considered Midbaros, and therefore Taka, they're Muksa. Hain nana nai nai Hajin Allah, Mashilin Paris, who sleek a Masechas Beitza. Hain nana nai 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 nai. Mazel tov to everybody who finished with us. And now that we just said, you know, we said Hajin Allah, Mashilin, how could we say that without Taka going back to the beginning of Perak Mashilin? Lama Hainwa Beis, let's start it off. Here we go. So we know the Gemara said over there, the Mishnah comes and says, Mashilin Paris, Derech Aruba be Yom Tov, you're allowed to go and lower down the Paris from the Aruba, from the skylight on Yom Tov, Havalova Shabbos, but not on Shabbos. Okay, where Yotze is saying that we're going to go back and start from there. And my friends, let's just quickly also go back, because, you know, we're going to make a siyum and say Hajar Chalad, and we're going to come back to Mesechus Beitz altogether. Let's take a look at the very first daf Beitz. Beitz is in Yom Tov, Yom Tov. A Beitz is born in Yom Tov. Beishami Omrim Tocha Beisilmum Lotacha. I'm sorry, Beishami Omrim, yeah, Tocha Beisilmum Lotacha. Shami say you eat, Beisil say you you don't eat. Interesting. B'Shamas more Macher Hillel. Well, for that, you have to learn the whole Masechta again. Okay, my friends, I want to wish everybody a tremendous, tremendous Mazel Tov. I'm looking forward to starting Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Beis Hashem Yizburach Shemol Nechem Sela. Maybe we zoche to not only have finished this Masechta together, but finished Gantz Shas and Kol HaTorah Kula. Amen v'Amen. I'm wishing you all a great, great day.